occasion, so you'll have to. Okay. Revoloso posach lo piskol ay parshas Ovehocha. So these are all the maral in Orchodesh goes kaseder of the Gemara of the Agadatis, and he's going kasidron from the Gemara in Megillah over there from the beginning till the end. The beginning of the Gemara goes with pasuk la pisvah la high parshasa, all sorts of psichas la high parshasa. Revelos the pasuk la pisvah la high parshasa mihacha. About saltai mimach hamikra hamikara. So it brings, it starts off, Revelos starts off with a parsha that pasuk gehelas. It says about saltai mimach hamikara, because of the laziness, the roof, the ceiling, fell in, collapsed. Bishvil atzel shoyba v'yisrael she'oske b'torah b'mei Haman, because Klai Yisrael had atzlus, that they weren't oisik b'torah b'mei Haman, nasa soynel shomokoy moch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayochel became poor. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't help them because of the atzlus of Klai Yisrael, they weren't oisik b'torah. Vein moch, the word moch means oni, Shenema v'mochu me'erkecha, ve'ein mekara el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered with ceiling, shenema mekara b'mayim el Yosef. So basically, Chazal rephrased the pasuk, and it means Klal Yisrael was misasal from Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the ability to help them. So he's going to, the Maral is going to point out a few of the nekudas. In other words, what's the whole piece together? First of all, you see that b'shus oskar b'teira. V'le omar shal oskar b'mitzvus, af ki loshem batzaltayim mashma yoyse shematzel m'maisa mitzvus. Even though the word atzaltayim seems to mean they're not doing mitzvus, av rotzaloyimah ki koyach ha-teira goyver ala molik, because it's koyach ha-teira goyver ala molik, l'kach kozor shal oskar b'teira, ha-yohoman shumizera molik goyver. And so on. Let's talk about the point, where he's coming from, where he's going with it. If we're looking, I mean, first of all, Atzlus is specifically given over to Torah as opposed to mitzvahs, which he says, l'chura mitzvahs require activity and so on. And then the point that Torah is specifically what's Kenegra Molek and so on. So let's talk the point that he means to emphasize here. The Derech, from the most fundamental aspects of the Teva, is that things to stay as they are in a perfect world would always stay the way they are. It requires effort to change something in any direction. That's the most fundamental law of Teva. In other words, when we say that the mass resists acceleration, mass is the etzem metzias of the thing itself. In other words, the very metzias of the thing does not allow for it to change, and you need to overcome the etzem teva of something in order for it to change. That is the most fundamental element of the kiyumativi. There's a second nekuda, which is what the main meaning of the pasuk, not the way Chazal Dashen is, that the world is also a makom of hefsid and havaya, and the tendency is that even though things require any type of push in order to accelerate in any way or change in any way, things tend to slowly fall apart on their own. So the Pashta Pshat in the Pasuk is Vatzaltayim Yimach HaMekara means that not doing is spirals outwards, like the Metzias is. The Metzias is if something doesn't keep it, there's no part of the Bria that is so perfect that a thing will keep going forever if it's you know, going at a certain speed, a certain direction. It will at some point slow down and so on. But even in a world that would be perfect, the very metzias of the world resists teva. It resists change. In the world of in the ruchnistic world, there are two different mahalchim in the inyan of the ruchnistic structure of the world. There's lechem ishai. There's karbon tamid. Karbon tamid allows for tamidius. In other words, just like you need food, you need lechem to sustain what's there. And if you don't have lechem, it will disintegrate, it will fall. So there's a constant mahalach of lechem ishai. These are the staple that allows the world to stay the way it is. There are and special days, special yontiv, when there's aliyah leregel. The karbanis are called karban musaf, and that's when there's a hashpah of tosefes. In other words, the structure of the ruchnistic structure of the world is that every chelik has a certain aliyah, and it's yonik a certain aliyah from something above it. Depending, each yontiv has its own schools on halachim. That's sort of the very basic structure of the hashpah of gashpah to the world. There's hashpah kayemes, which is held in by tmidin, and that keeps things the way they are. That's it. And then there's musafin, which is a tosefes. The whole metzias of the yom is yom tosefes. In the world of Torah and mitzvahs, so we've spoken a few times. It says chacham einav bereishai. Anything that doesn't have any barrier that doesn't have a chelek of seichel or das stays the way it is. It doesn't require every balchai is geared to exist the way it's meant to be in its genes, and that's its metzias. It's kavur the way it is, and you don't need any mahalchi chacham for that. Chacham eina b'roishe means that in order to move forward, a person needs to see something ahead of him. If a person doesn't see something ahead of him, he's not going anyplace. Like by Marcus Choshech, it says that the Choshech was so deep, that so strong, that nobody got up from the place. Because it's not going anyplace. If there's no place, if your eyes don't see ahead, you're not going anyplace. Because why should you go someplace? The eye is the haschola of a person's going someplace because he now has where to go to. In a person's deeper kaima, the seichel and chachma always are ahead of the person, and a person thinks up of an idea. I have a great idea. I'll implement it. I'll go someplace, and so on. The chalukah between Torah and mitzvahs is that same chalukah. The world of mitzvahs keeps what is. That's what every mitzvah it gives the unique to a certain ava in the body. So it's there to sustain what's there. Torah is something which gives a person a sense of something further, bigger, further along, higher up, and then it's shayach for the person to go there. If a person doesn't have a musik of a bigger world, then he's not going to go there. The Torah, a person's Torah is always the point ahead of where he is, and then the rest can follow. Amalek, it says, is a very basic koyach of Ra and the Bria. The lashon that the Zohar Kodesh uses for Amalek is that he's a chavya bisha, the mechamri, I think the lashon is beurcha. It's an evil snake that stands on the derech, ashekarcha baderech. In other words, in the makom yishuv, in a place where you are, Amalek doesn't come. That's not where Amalek
is out to get you. In the derech, which is the mahalach of going someplace further, that's just so. Just like a nachash tends to be along the drachim, and that's where he finds his prey. So too, Amalek is he's the etzem ra of the derech. It doesn't allow. He's trying to hold a person from going anyplace. The derech is the way to go someplace, so the yishuv he doesn't come in, and the derech is where he is where he stands. So, if in the Amalek is specifically kneged the mahalach of Torah. There's also you find the lashonis in Chazal. They talk about esik b'Torah, amelus b'Torah, rifyon yadayim b'Torah, asaltayim Torah. And the Amalek points out, you know, sitting and learning physically is kind of the easiest thing to do. Building a sukkah is hard. Baking matzahs is plenty hard. You know, it requires doing things. A person has to make tzitzis. A person has to make tefillin. I mean, we get it prepared. But doing it, making it, it's a pool. It's if a person is lazy, it's not going to come so easy. So the Terence is, yeah, physically it's hard. On the simple physical level, it's hard to do things. So, you know, I'm not going to do. But it doesn't ask of a person to be more than he is. The resistance to the Talmud Torah is, because Talmud Torah is always placing a person a step ahead of the person. It's okay, now if I see beyond, I have to move past where I am. A melus b'Torah is, I understand things, I understand, I have a certain tfisa. So, tell me something, I chap the way I chap. A melus means I push further. Any exertion is a pushing further. So, the resistance to that, the resistance to going further is the p'china of Amalek, and that's something that's kilu be'etzem. It's in the etzem etzias of the bria, and Torah is exactly the mitzvah that's hefech that. And that's why atzlus in Torah and so on and so forth was specifically what allowed Amalek in. Kikrach Torah greva l'Amalek. Kikrach Torah specifically is greva l'Amalek because Amalek is the piece that doesn't allow for the person to push forward, and Torah is the part that the person is pushing forward. Lekach kolz mal shalaskim b'Torah hayo haman shemizera Amalek goyver. V'dover ze yedua ma'oit kal yedei Torah Yisrael misalim. In other words, Aliyah is always through Torah because that's something that shows you the next rung of the ladder. Ki kol kach u'maylas ha'Torah. And the appearance of Yoy Sulam starts with Torah. Torah is here, is here, is here, and so on and so forth. K'mosh omer kol ha'oisik b'Torah hu mis'ale. Shenema u'minachli al bomois. And you see it from the Lashon, nachli al bomois. Nachla is that which is set. This is where you are. Bomos is a high place. V'moy oisikim b'Torah mis'ale ma'de ha'Torah v'yigrim al homan. She'y roitel is gab aleim. So whenever they stayed with what they were, you know, there Amalek or Haman crept in. I also want to, I guess, explain a certain mahalach. The reason why the Messiahs that we have with its extraordinary emphasis on Talmud Torah, whereas sometimes it seems as if there's a less emphasis on mitzvahs that might be monogea, even at the price sometimes of cutting a mitzvah, or whatever it is, the extreme is because it's sort of the key. It's like a Moshe Ma'adav Adayman. When you're in a hospital, so somebody else is very sick. So you have things to keep him. You have a heart lung machine to keep him breathing and in tubes to keep him feeding. And the person is a mess and he's got 1,001 bits and pieces sustaining him. But if you feel there's a certain mahalach that will rehabilitate him, you start to get him to walk, to stand up or whatever it is, you'll push very hard for that because you know that the key to succeeding lies in him moving forward. to sustain somebody is be'ezim a losing battle. That's like the other thing we said. Anything, this world is a world of hefsid, navaya, it's a world of things disintegrate if they're standing in one place. So we push ahead, because if we give the person the strength building, the kind of the chelik that's moving forward, so with luck we'll shore up what's missing and he'll move forward. But if he's not moving forward, it's just a question of time of being overcome. So this is another nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to us is commensurate to where we are. Like Hashem Tzilcha, just like the tzel imitates a person, a shadow imitates a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imitates a person, Kaviyahu. Whatever a person is doing, in other words, the mahalach of a person's avoda is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes. If our mahalach is tiviistic, in the sense status quo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability, Kaviyahu, to do things that are beyond teva, beyond status quo, to overcome that which is already in place. So there's a zelu maseh. If our mahalach is not a mahalach misale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach is not a mahalach misale. Pirsh, kashe Yisrael ha'izkin teresh la'idei ha'teri Yisrael misale, Hashem Yisrael shom melech Yisrael la'idei ze misale la'idei Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach is also ilui. La'idei ze Hashem Yisrael misale was mashpul la'ivin she Yisrael. Al kashe e'ino izkin b'teira va'koyu n'mucha u'shvela. Hashem Yisrael shom lekehem melech amaleim ein misale leim. V'nasa soyna shol mokoy moch. So Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability to move forward also. It's very interesting, it uses the word mach, which means anius, like it says Gemara Chicha. An ani is the pshat, his own mitzias is intact, but he has no way to get past his own mitzias. If a person has kinyonim, I can eat more, I can travel further, I can go further, I'm always able to. A kinyan extends my ability to go a step further. A person who has nothing, I don't have a pair of shoes, I don't have food, I don't have nothing, I can't go further. The first nekuda that Anias does is it traps the person. The person he is what he is, and there's nothing there that can propel him further. So Kaviyochel, if we allow that, if we don't have a mahalach of aliyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach is of oini, meaning it's not going to go, there's no mahalach, it's called kuma Hashem v'yafutzei vecha, it doesn't move any place. V'yesh ha'lom dov zemoit, v'zeh bevalei psicha la'megillah, ma'hois ha'siba shega v'homein homon v'dov ha'mufla. The mahalach of the Megillah. In other words, he's saying the opening scene of the Megillah is not, according to this psicha, is not meant to be seen as Klai Yisrael doing an aveira especially. Even though Chazal Darshan, they were Nenem Sudasai, they didn't Aviv Zer. That's not the point. The main point that we're supposed to get is that there was complacency. Chazal used, there are other places here where it says, Ani Yishena V'libi Er, It's going Ani Yishenim Amitzvus in times of Haman and so on. Yeshnam Echad Yishenim Imen Amitzvus. The Klal Yisrael's Matziv was status quo. They were very very happy to fit into where they were. There was nothing pushing any place. So the kuda that Rav Loza is coming from is that it's a pchina v'atzaltayim in the sense that, because they stagnated, that's where the Haman had a chance to get his way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel had trouble to help them, because there was no mahalach on our part to emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach of being able to overcome something. Okay, we'll hold.